Welcome back to the Monsters of the Midday. Spinozzi, honorary monster this afternoon. He's at P&K Equipment in Shawnee. I am at Najoka here on Western, right near the Wheeler District. Jake Trotter from ESPN joins us. It is time to make the picks this week for the Iron Man. What's up, Iron Man?
Spinozzi.
3, 2, 1. Jake, there you are.
Hi, Jake. How are you?
What's up, Spinozzi? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. What's up, neighbor?
Nothing much, man. Just ready to do some picks with you here, Linwood style.
All right.
Jake lives on the opposite side of May Avenue. He's all Linwood. I'm all Crestwood. We're that kind of rivals.
Yep. I didn't know. I was opposed to those.
It's like
OU
Texas. Yeah, OU Texas.
All right, Jake, last week, 2-3, you did hit your T&W Tire Lock of the Week with Alabama. That was a very good pick. That game was never in doubt. Okay, last week you did not get to pick the Oklahoma State game, so this week we will start with your thoughts on Oklahoma and UCLA. I believe the line that we had yesterday, Josh, was 30, Oklahoma minus 30.
Yeah, Oklahoma minus 30 against UCLA.
So I think I'm going against the grain on both of you guys, on everybody, because I'm going South Alabama, and then I am going with Oklahoma at minus 30. That line has gone up. I guess it's still at minus 30, but I think the South Alabama line has gone up since yesterday. Is that correct, Missile?
It's 32 looking on here.
Okay.
You're getting to buy the half point here.
I get 32 and a half, right?
No, you get the same as us.
Yeah, 32 and a half.
Yeah,
that's 30, what we had.
Yeah, 32 and a half. So I'm taking South Alabama and UCLA. UCLA's offense is terrible. I don't know if they're going to be able to score tomorrow. And then South Alabama, I just don't think they're that bad. And with Oklahoma State trying to figure out its way a little bit at quarterback, I can see the USA's keeping that within 32 and a half. So going the opposite, I think, because you guys were – consensus UCLA Oklahoma State, correct?
That's correct. There was no deviation from the three of us.
Could be a good, very good weekend, a very bad one for me. So
you're trying to make up some ground on us. I get it. All right, it is now time for the T&W Tire Lock of the Week.
It's the Lock of the Week, sponsored by T&W Tire. They offer 24-hour road service and a variety of other services to get your vehicle back on the road where it belongs. The Lock of the Week on WWLS, the sports animal.
So, Mark, I think you're going to like this one. My T&W Tire Lock of the Week, and I think I get the line a little bit higher than what it is now because it's down to 7.5. But I am locking up Kansas State. Bill Snyder as an underdog at home, I think, is like 27-9 going back to his return from retirement. Kansas State as an underdog is usually a pretty good play, but especially at home in the non-conference, I like Kansas State to cover and give Mississippi State all at once. So
I don't know how I feel about this. Spinozzi, I need a ruling. I need a
sorry
ruling
about
with
your pick, Mark.
Wagons your lock of the week.
It's 7.5, by the way. Sorry
no,
about your pick,
Mark. He gets it the same as what we get.
Can you explain what the rules are?
He gets it at 9.5 because you locked it on Tuesday? Why are
no,
we locking it early
not.
If that's everyone gets
very,
it the same?
That's a very good point. Thank
I
you.
It.
I had the
I
foresight
it.
To lock it up on Tuesday, so you only get 7.5. Clearly, this game is going to end up at 8. That makes me a winner and you a loser.
That is a great pick.
Time out. I was under the impression that we get the same points on these games because I don't come to the air until Friday. You guys lock games on Thursday, and so you get different point spreads than I do.
Hold
so
on.
Should I start making
you were
on
the
Wednesday?
You were what? How many days have you been on the air this week?
This is my third time.
You were on Monday, you were on Wednesday, and you were on Friday. Well,
so
I made my T&W Tire Lock of the Week on Tuesday. Now, if the line would have moved up to 11.5, I got the 9.5 because I made the lock on Tuesday. So if you like this game on Wednesday, you were free to offer up an early in the week T&W Tire Lock of the Week. That didn't happen.
So just on the Bedlam games, we had the same point.
Yeah,
so
Bedlam. Make a week a lock of the week early.
The Missiles
in the week,
just said yes. Can you guys get some standard rules here?
Yeah, Mark. Bedlam, OU, OSU games are all the same. Everything else he gets whenever he picks it.
Okay. I mean, that's good. It's good to know week two what the rules are.
But no, just PayPal missile. I mean,
where's this? This started to sound like the morning animals, just completely disjointed and disorganized.
Hey, don't bring us into it. We have our own family. We have our own family squabbles.
If you're in last place, you don't get to be talking about how disorganized something is, all right?
There you go.
I'm in last place by one game.
Last place is last place, whether it's an inch or a mile, Trotter.
Trevor just texted us that Mark is right, so...
Yes. That's why I locked it on Tuesday. That makes me even more convinced. If the line moved against me. All right, well, you were very good last week with your lock, so I hope that you are again this week. I expect this game to be
close. Think we're both going to win. The point is moot. I think we're both going to win.
Official ruling is K-State plus 7.5.
So I'm not going to stress out about the Bedlam games, but if I see a game that I like on a Monday, I can step up and lock this.
Yes, you can. Absolutely.
Okay, good to know. All right.
That's been the way it always is.
Yeah, I understand. So speaking of UCLA, did you guys see this? Kind of a minor rivalry in the Southwest Ohio region. Miami is actually favored in that game by a point. The game is in Oxford, but I think Cincinnati coming off the UCLA win will win that game. There'll be just as many UC fans as Miami of Ohio fans there. So I like Cincinnati +1 to knock up the Redhawks.
Miami has picked to have a bounce back season. They were 5-7 last year, but they've got a bunch of returning starters.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last season, the Bearcats won the game 21-17.
Yeah. So Cincinnati. I think it's gonna be a close game. I like Cincinnati to win, coming off maybe a little bit of a letdown situation, but nonetheless, I like UC to win that game. So my final
That's
pick,
a pretty good pick. That's a pretty good pick. Cincinnati has won. I think they've won 5 in a row, maybe more than that in that series.
I know living up in Ohio, like Cincinnati would win every year. It's just one of those games where it didn't seem like Miami could ever win the game. So
do you know what is the trophy that they play for in this rivalry?
I don't know that they have a trophy. That's a good question. I'm not sure that they have a trophy for that one.
Oh, yes, they do. They have the victory bell.
Victory bell, that's right, yeah.
12 wins in a row for UC. 12 wins in a row.
So my last pick, and I'm not sure what the – is it 12 wins in a row? Is that right?
That ought to make you a little bit scared that they've won 12 in a row and the line's
not
so
two,
short.
Not three, not four, not five.
LeBron knows a little bit about Ohio.
That is interesting. Well, I mean, because I always kind of thought that it never felt like Miami could win that game. So that does make me a little nervous, but I've already made the pick. I'm going to stick with it. So for my last pick, and I don't know what the line is on this game. It was 3.5 earlier in the week, but it's definitely gone up. I like Stanford to beat USC pending an official line. What's the line on that
game? 6.5.
Six?
6.5.
So USC gave up 312 yards rushing last week to UNLV. Stanford has got Bryce Love, who's looking for a big bounce-back game. I think Stanford has proven that they can throw the ball as well. I know this game is at Stanford, and it's not that great of a home field advantage, but I just think even on a neutral site, Stanford is a better team with USC trotting out the freshman quarterback. So I'm going to go Stanford minus. You sure it's -6.5? I'm looking at it right now. It says -6.
I'm looking right at it. It says -6.5.
Okay, well, you're the official scorekeepers.
Just reloaded it. Still 6.5.
Yeah. I'm going to go touchdown.
I don't think you have to worry about that. I like the pick. I think that's good. Okay, where are you going to be tomorrow?
Good. I'm going to be in Norman. I'll be down in Norman. I'm going to try to get out of there. To get home to watch the Cy-Hawk game, which I think is really intriguing.
5 o'clock.
Iowa and Iowa State. Anything else in the Big 12 at night? You know, obviously Kansas State, Mississippi State is going to be fun. We'll be able to watch Dusty on the call for that game at 11. I'm trying to think if there's anything else, really. I mean, obviously, you know, you want to see Oklahoma State does. But I think OU is going to win going away, as I said during the picks. We'll see if Tulsa can give Texas a game. But really, the big games in the Big 12, Mississippi State, Kansas State at 11, and then the Iowa State, Iowa game at 4.
Who's got a better chance of pulling the straight-up upset, K-State or Iowa State?
I think Iowa State.
Well, the spread is much shorter on that game, but it's definitely these are pretty big opportunities for teams in the Big 12 to beat teams that are perceived as being pretty good that aren't considered to be in the upper tier of the league.
Right. Well, I mean, Mississippi State, I think, has got more talent than Iowa. I think they're a better team. And even though that game is Manhattan, I just think the difference between Mississippi State and Iowa is pretty considerable. And Iowa State and Kansas State, I think, are pretty close. You know, Iowa State should have won that game last year, and Kansas State just did not look good last weekend. So I think I'd give Iowa State the slight edge to more likely win its game. But if the Big 12 would be able to sweep those games, I think that would be a nice feather in the cap for the league, especially after so many teams struggled last weekend.
All right, very good, man. Anything else that you would like to impart before we bid you adieu?
No, Spinozzi, everything good with you, man?
Everything's good. Want me to come by and get you and take you over to hang out with Mark and the Missile tomorrow night and have some beers?
Yeah, I'd be interested in that. Are you guys hanging out?
We're going to be broadcasting tomorrow night from Cat's Tavern. So we'll see you.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I could be persuaded into that.
All right. It's a deal. Look forward to seeing you then. Thanks, Jake.
Oh, okay. See you guys.
Jake Trotter of ESPN. Spinozzi, he educated me on something.
What was that?
I was unaware of this. Well, I had no idea that Miami and Cincinnati, you don't really consider that any kind of a football rivalry, but they've played every year since 1944. And they didn't play that year, I'm sure, because of World War II. That's crazy. And their first game was in 1888.
So that's a fierce rivalry.
They played all those years going up to 44. Before that, it's 59 and 56. In favor of Miami. So there's been seven ties, but that's 122 games that they've played. That's pretty crazy. And I had no idea that those teams played every year the way that they do.
Now, if you looked at this week's entire slate of games, which I always do, I go on ESPN and go, all right, all of Saturday's game, I guarantee my eyes wouldn't even stop as I went past the Cincinnati-Miami of Ohio game. They'd be next.
No idea there was so much history there. It really would scare me, though, that this is a one-point spread, and there's been one team that's won 12 in a row, because that's the public usually going to be on the side of that winning streak. So I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. The other picks for Jake, I disagree with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, although my conviction on the OU line is could OU win this game by 30? Yes. That wouldn't surprise me at all, but there's definitely value in the 30 points with UCLA based on last week's result. UCLA loses, Oklahoma dominates, Florida Atlantic. People are talking about Florida Atlantic's got a chance to hang in the game, and things don't just turn around that much in 1 week. I think Oklahoma did perform better than expectations, but probably if OU had struggled last week, I don't think the line would be much above 20 in this game. So anyway, OU can't play better.
OU cannot play better than they played last week. They can reach that level, maybe, but they can never. I don't know that you could ever play better than that team played last week.
It's definitely hard to. I agree with you. I don't know what they could do too much better than they did last week. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I'm at Hajoka. Spinozzi is at P&K Equipment in Shawnee. One more segment for us before he turns.